A new novel by a Baltimore resident, Dan Fesperman, is going to be launched at the Ivy on April the 19th at 7 p.m. And it's a new thriller. It's called The Letter Writer. And it's wonderful to welcome you to WBJC. Thanks so much for coming in for Book Notes, Dan.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So I know that as a journalist and then also as a writer, you have done a great deal of travel all over the place. Mm. And I'm wondering about the transition from that journalistic life into a writer's life. How did that transition actually happen for you?
It happened. I wrote my first three books while I was still working at The Sun. I was a foreign correspondent at the time. And my first one was set in places I'd been in the Balkans, back in those wars that they had in the former Yugoslavia back in the 90s. And the second one was also set in the Balkans. The third one I began writing after a trip to Pakistan and Afghanistan and the border areas about a month after 9/11. And I completed that one while I was working at The Sun. I completed it on a book leave. And then after that, I was doing well enough that I could quit to write books full time. So the difficult part of all that was getting up at about 5 in the morning while I was still working at The Sun to write every morning. And then I'd go into The Sun and do my job there, which was also quite demanding. So it was difficult.
This new book now, The Letter Writer, published by Knopf, it's been described as gripping and atmospheric, a mystery set in Manhattan in 1942, only a few months after Pearl Harbor. Is the fact that this is the 75th anniversary year of Pearl Harbor anything to do with the timing of this book?
Not the anniversary, no, but it was interesting. In writing it, there are a lot of echoes from that period that you can kind of hear now in all of the debate about refugees and whether to welcome them or not. Because in 1942 in Manhattan, when the war broke out, there was a lot of worry about German Americans, about Italian Americans, about who their loyalty would be to, because New York was, as it is now, very much a city of immigrants. We all know about the internment camps for Japanese Americans, which a lot of that was a racial aspect. But some German Americans were locked up as well, some justly, some unjustly. And there was a lot of fear in particular on the waterfront. It was an interesting time, but it is fascinating for me to kind of see some of that echoed now.
So the central character of your book is obviously the troubled police officer Woodrow Kane, but the book named clearly for Danziger, this
yes.
really quite curious, enigmatic character. I'm thinking he must have been glorious to create.
He was. And Danziger, and he prefers to just go by that name, Danziger, because he's got a bit of a mysterious past that he would rather people not know about. He's on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, where his official job, at least, is translating and writing letters for illiterate immigrants of several different languages, German and Yiddish, and he also writes Russian. He becomes their post office, and in a way, he becomes their conduit to everything that's going on in the old world of Europe, where a lot of voices are going silent as Hitler's armies advance and commit their atrocities over there.
This is a fascinating book covering all sorts of areas. It's called The Letter Writer. It's published by Knopf and will have its official release at the Ivy on Falls Road in Baltimore on April the 19th at 7 p.m. For more information, the Ivy's web address is theivybookshop.com. This book by Dan Fesperman, and thank you so much for coming in, Dan. I really hope this book takes off as your others have done.
Oh, thank you very much.